I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado lawmakers are headed back to the state capitol much sooner than expected. Governor John Hickenlooper has called for the first special legislative session in 5 years. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, it's to fix an error on a bill that prevented cuts to rural hospitals and also set aside money for roads.
The expansive measure was aimed at helping rural Colorado and preventing an effective $500 million cut to hospitals. It also removed a hospital fee from counting against the state's revenue growth limit to free up more money in the state budget. The hitch is it inadvertently prevented special districts from collecting sales taxes on retail marijuana. Republican Senator Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling was the main sponsor of the bill.
I'm not sure we needed to spend taxpayer dollars on a special session. To me, it's not an emergency.
RTD is losing $500,000 each month, and other entities like the Denver Zoo, the Botanic Gardens, and the Museum of Nature and Science are also losing money. The special session begins October 2nd and is expected to last 3 days. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
A phone scam is making the rounds in El Paso County. The sheriff's department says the scammer says the person has missed jury duty and that there's a warrant out for his or her arrest. A spokesman with the El Paso County Sheriff's Department says they don't call or text to inform someone of an active warrant and won't call to ask for money. Been listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Mike Purcell.